Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Yoma. Today we are learning parak Gimel Mishnah Tes and parak Gimel Mishnah Yod. Now, besides for the par, for the bull discussed in the previous Mishnah, there are two other animals, namely male goats, that were used in the special avodah of Yom Kippur. Of these two goats, one was brought as a karban chatas, and the other was sent la'azazel, which means that it was thrown off of a cliff. A yagoral, a lottery, was used in order to determine which goat would meet which fate. Says the Mishnah. Bolo le mizrach ha'azar le tzfon ha'mizbeach, that he went to the Kohen Gadol, would go to the eastern part of the azara of the courtyard, north of the mizbeach. Haskan miyamino, the assistant Kohen Gadol, was walking on his right, Varosh beis av mismolo, and the head of that day's main family of Kohanim was walking on his left. Visham shnei si'irim, and the two male goats were standing there in front of the Nicanor gate of Shar Nicanor in the eastern wall of the Azara. Vikalpi ha'isa sham uva shnei gorolos. There's a wooden box there, and in the box there were two lots. Shel eshkaroa hayu. Originally, the lots were made of wood. The Asan ben Gamla shel Zahav. But when Yehoshua ben Gamla became the Kohen Gadol, he made them out of gold. The Hoyumaz Kir Noso Leshevach, and the Chachamim would mention Yehoshua ben Gamla as being someone who was worthy of tremendous praise for having done this, for having made the special golden lots that were going to be used on Yom Kippur. Interestingly enough, Yehoshua ben Gamla's one of his other main inventions was he was the person who actually established the idea of having various yeshivos of the chinuch system that were sort of based on nowadays. The educational system that are based on nowadays is very much modeled and based off of Yehoshua ben Gamla, the person in the Gemara in Maseches Babasra describes as the person who basically established the educational system of yeshivos. Continuing now with Perek Gimel Mishnah Yod. Now, since the previous Mishnah, Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes, praised Ben Gamla for making the golden lots, now the Mishnah is going to praise four other people for their various contributions to the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, Ben Katan also Shnei Masar Dad Lekior. Ben Katan the Kohen Gadol made 12 faucets for the kiyor, the sink that was in the Beis HaMikdash. Shlo Hayulo al Shnayim, but previously there were only two faucets, and he made 12, so that all 12 of the Kohanim who carried the Karban Tama to the Mizbeach could wash their hands and feet at the exact same time. Continuing in the Mishnah, Viaf hu asa muchni lakior, he also made a device for lowering the kior into a well every single night, shlo yihyu meimav nifsalin belina, so that the kior's water would be connected to the water in the well, and they therefore wouldn't be disqualified by being left overnight. That when an item that is fit to be offered on the Mizbeach, whether it be water, meat, or flour, is put in a holy utensil for the sake of the avod in the Beis HaMikdash, the item itself becomes holy. Therefore, it becomes subject to a number of halachos, including the halacha of lina, which literally means staying overnight, which states that if a holy item is left overnight, it may no longer be offered on the Mizbeach. Therefore, water that remained overnight in the kiyor, which is a holy vessel, could not be used the next morning. In order to prevent this, Ben Katan made a wheel that lowered the kiyor into a well at the end of the day, so that its water would merge with the water of the ground and thereby lose its separate identity. And when the kiyor was brought up again, it contained new water, which did not become disqualified through lina. Continuing in the Mishnah, Munbaz Hamelech Hayaosa called Yedos Hakelim Shal Yoma Kippurim Shal Zahav. King Munbaz made all of the handles of the various vessels used in the Avodah of Yom Kippur out of gold. This refers to utensils that could not be themselves made of gold, whether it be the knives, since gold is too soft for cutting, but their handles could be made of gold, as the Tosfos Yontif points out. Continuing in the Mishnah, Hilni Imo Asisa Nivreshes Ashel Zahav Al Pischo Shel Heichal. Queen Hilni, the Malka, the queen, his mother made a golden candle and placed it at the entrance of the Heichal. The candle was positioned in such a way, as the Tosfos Yontif points out, that when it was hit by sunlight in the morning, sparkles of reflected light would radiate from it, and everyone would know that the time for reciting Kriyas Shema had arrived. Continuing in the mission of Afi Osas Atavlish Alzav, Sheparshas Sota Ksuva Aleha, she also made a golden tablet on which the Torah, the Psukim from the Torah of the Sota was written, so that when the Psukim was written in the Beis HaMikdash, it could be copied from the from this tablet, and there was no need to actually bring in a Beis HaMikdash, right? The Torah says that if a husband warns his wife not to be alone with a particular man, and she does so anyway, they must separate. And if she insists that she is innocent and they do not want to separate, the husband must take her to the Beis HaMikdash, where she swears that she did not do anything inappropriate when she was alone with that man. The words of her shvua, of her oath, which appear in Sefer Bamidbar, are written on a parchment. The writings erase in holy water mixed with earth from the temple of floor, from the dirt of the Beis HaMikdash. She drinks the water, which would miraculously prove her guilt or her innocence. If she's guilty, she blows up. If she's innocent, nothing happens, as the Gemara and the Mishnayos describe in Maseches Sota. Continuing in the mission, Nicanor Nasu Nisim L'dal Sosav. Nicanor had doors of great that were very of great craftsmanship that were made in the city of Alexandria in Egypt, when he brought them on a ship to the Beis HaMikdash, and there were miracles that happened to his doors. What miracles? What is this talking about? The Bar Tinura points out that the ship was affected by a severe storm, and the sailors threw one of the doors overboard in order to lighten its load. They want to throw the other door into the sea as well, but Nicanor insisted that they throw him together with it. At that very moment, the storm ceased. The storm stopped. When they reached the part, the port of Akko in Eretz Yisrael, the first door floated up from under the ship. Finishing off the Mishnah, the Hoyumas Kirin Osor Leshevach, and the Chacham would mention him, each one of these people listed in the Mishnah, as being worthy of tremendous praise for their contributions to the Beis HaMikdash. Quick review, Perek Gimel Mishnah Tess. Number one, began discussing the process of the two goats that were going to go either La'ashem or La'azazel. Described how the Kohen Gadol would go to the eastern part of the Azar, north of the Mizbeach, with the assistant Kohen Gadol on one side, on the right side, with the head of that day's family of Kohanim on his left side. And there were two male goats that were standing there in front of the Shar Nicanor on the eastern side of the Azara. And there was a wooden box that was there in which there were two lots. That was originally, the lots are made of wood, but then Ben Gamla decided, you know what, Yeshua Ben Gamla said that he's going to make them out of gold, and this is a very, very positive thing that he was remembered for. On that note, the mission is now going to list four other people who also contributed meaningfully to the Beis HaMikdash. Ben Katan, a Kohen Gadol, made 12 faucets for the Kiyor, before there were only two. He also made a device for lowering the kiyor into a well every night so that the water shouldn't become pustle by being left overnight through Lina. Then Munbaz the king would make all the handles of the kalim that were used in the Avodah of Yom Kippur out of gold. Even if the actual utensil couldn't be made out of gold, at least the handles could be made out of gold. That was number two. Number three was Munbi's mother, Hilni Hamalka, made a golden candelabra and placed at the entrance of the Heichal. She also made a special tablet where the Parsha of Sota was written, and that's how they would copy it for the special scroll in the Beis HaMikdash that they would put in the water to make the potion for the Sota. And the final case, the final situation of someone who donated to the Beis HaMikdash was Nicanor, who had doors that were beautifully put together from Alexandria in Egypt, and he brought them on a ship to the Beis HaMikdash. There were miracles that happened. He was going to throw, well, they threw one overboard because of the tremendous storm. They needed less weight on their boat. They were going to throw the second one. He was willing to jump in with the second set of doors. But then, miraculously, the storm stopped. They get to Eretz Yisrael, and Baruch Hashem, the door that they threw overboard was there, and certainly the door that was still in the boat was there as well. And as the Mishnah pointed out, these four individuals were remembered in a positive way for their donations to the Beis HaMikdash. Have a great day.